The University of Virginia's Art Museum is so small that it can display only 2 to 3% of its collection at any given time. That's why the museum's board was hoping to build a new wing. To raise money for the project, board member James Godfrey says the museum planned to sell naming rights.
The most important development tool for the art museum was the naming opportunity of the building. And I would be surprised if that name would, under normal circumstances, have been given away for less than $10 or $20 million.
But these were not normal circumstances, because Haywood Fralin, a wealthy Roanoke businessman and a member of the Board of Visitors, who's given nearly $2 million to UVA, had something else in mind. He and his wife, Cynthia, have collected 41 paintings by prominent American artists like Reginald Marsh, Winslow Homer, Mary Cassatt, and Gifford Beale.
I really became interested in collecting art when a friend of mine had a very famous Thomas Eakins that was going to be sold at Christie's. It was on the cover of the Christie's catalog, and there was a lot of excitement in the air because it brought the highest price of an American watercolor up to that point, and piqued my interest.
Yeah. Do you know what the value of your current collection is?
The value is in the eyes of the beholder.
As he showed me the paintings hanging in his home, it was clear Fralin knew some of these were modest works.
This is a good example. It's not probably the most famous Luke's that anybody would ever own.
Okay. That's not a major Sloan.
But it is his family home in Pennsylvania, and so for that reason it does have some value of, in terms of the subject matter. And the little Robert Bloom, again, not a major Bloom, but a very finely painted picture.
But Fralin admits the collection is worth enough to make it a potential burden for his kids. Next year, the inheritance tax will be about 50% for gifts worth $1 million or more. Cynthia Fralin says they could have given the paintings to Roanoke's Taubman Museum, an art center in some financial trouble.
Yeah, with things so uncertain still down there, I think Haywood really wanted to have a legacy at a place that he knew was going to always be there and be stable and secure. And
I also like the idea of students being able to study the art up close and personal.
The Virginia Museum of Fine Art in Richmond is set to inherit a large and impressive collection of American art from coal magnate Jim McLaughlin and his wife Fran. So the Fralins decided to give their paintings to UVA.
I had discussions with the then rector, W. Wynn, who's a very close friend of mine, and with Leonard Sandridge, who is an icon at the university, and with Terry Sullivan.
And did you specifically ask that the museum would then be named for your family, or did they offer that?
Well, we talked about what would be appropriate. It was a significant addition to the collection at the university, and they were very gracious in offering to name the museum after Cynthia and myself.
Now, you might have expected President Sullivan to run the idea past someone in the art department. She recently expressed support for consulting faculty members whenever possible.
We have experts on practically every subject under the sun. Shortly after I arrived here, I assembled a faculty budget advisory council. Because knowing we had budgetary challenges, I thought one of the best places I could go for expertise was our own people, who get paid hundreds of dollars a day to go and consult elsewhere. Why not use them here as well?
But she and the Board of Visitors didn't talk to professors like Paul Baralski, author of Why Mona Lisa Smiles, A Brief History of the Artist from God to Picasso, Michelangelo's Nose, and six other books on art.
People are puzzled by the fact that the gift seems to be so modest. A cluster of minor works. I mean, everybody that I spoke to who knew anything said that the announcement of the naming of the building and of the gift of this minor collection was filled with disgust.
Nor did they talk to museum board members like Jim Godfrey, a former vice president and director of Sotheby's.
I nearly fell off my chair, particularly when I became aware that there was no funding attached. I think it's a group of modest quality paintings by B-plus artists.
When the McLaughlins willed more than 100 paintings and sculptures to the Virginia Museum in Richmond, they also donated $30 million. In exchange, the museum named a wing for them. The Fralins' collection didn't come with a check, and it won't belong to UVA until after Mr. and Mrs. Fralin are gone. He is 72, but his wife is much younger. And Godfrey says a lot could happen before the paintings get to Charlottesville.
This is a part of a revocable trust. If something happens, financial reversals are suffered, the house burns down, God knows what can happen.
Even so, the university put Fralin's name on the museum. Baralski was amazed. At the very least, he says, the Board of Visitors made a poor business deal.
They manage money, they manage real estate, and they have very narrow range of interests. They're not interested historically in the arts, and yet you look at the boards of Princeton and Harvard, and you see there's a wide range of people with a wide range of life experience. And it tells us that the University of Virginia, despite its ambitions to be a national presence, is exceedingly provincial.
Teresa Sullivan says she knew the museum wanted to build a new wing and would need to raise money. But she says naming rights aren't the only tool. The museum's annual budget is just over $2 million, but only half of that cash comes from the university. So the Fralin has a big job to do, raising money through private donations, memberships, and programs to keep the doors open, and even more money to expand. I'm Sandy Houseman.